folks, Iola Humboldt and I are baseball fans, hooked 4 years ago when the Kansas City Royals won the World Series. This year, that team is tough to watch, but we do. Recently, I took Iola over to the Near Here Kansas Baseball Museum. There, behind dusty glass, we looked at the splayed mitts, the hit-chewed bats, the yellowing balls, the scorecards with pencil marks fading like an infield fly at dusk. We checked out the home plate of burlap, the pitcher's rubber cut from the side of a tractor tire, the photograph albums, pennants and banners, the caps, the wool uniforms, the cleated, clotted shoes. Baseball these days seems more seen than watched, more flat screen than 3D. To watch baseball, Iola and I would have to drive to Denver for the Rockies, Omaha for the Storm Chasers, or Kansas City for the Royals. Gone are the days of pickup games, the old town rivalries, the Bush League brawls when barnstorming teams traveled through the countryside. Those memories are fading, losing their color like the canning jars in the cellar. But at the baseball museum, I can still remember the sound of a funky ball hit by a splintering bat, the thunking catch of a line drive, the tobacco spitting, the blind umpire, the hey bada bada hey bada bada hey bada bada swing. Even before then, as my father tells it, baseball was primitive. Those pioneers gathered not with bats but strikers' sticks, fashioned from wagon wheel spokes or axe handles, shaved slender and round for best ball contact. Only one of them had a ball, made with a fish-eye core, his mother's yarn, his father's leather shoe tongue sewed tight with precious twine. Any field was their field, easily paced, bases marked by hat, shingle, or crate bottom, each as temporary as play, for all of them caught stealing time between milkings, feedings, mendings, and tendings. They had so few precious hours between dawn and dusk. They pitched underhanded, with no catcher to give signs, no curveball, spitballs, knuckleballs, sinkers, sliders, or changeups. The pitcher's job was to encourage a striker to move the ball toward play, toward base path commotion, toward putouts or the reaching of home plate. They played barehanded, just as they did everything barehanded, their hands work calloused, the stinging ball a pleasure. They played until dusk rendered the ball invisible. They noted runs, but the score never mattered. Everyone was a winner. Nowadays, folks, we have huge stadiums for seeing baseball. Back then, the land was changed, but only for moments. When those pioneers left, grass went back to being grass. Baselines settled into the baselines of water table, rock, soil, seed, cloud, wind, and sky. Home was no longer one place, but was everywhere and anywhere again. Baseball may still be the national pastime, but the ball my father loved, and the ball I remember, is way past its time.